It wasn't for long, but I
what did happen? What are we talking about?
I just figured.
So we can do anything. It doesn't matter at all.
To a flashback episode. Remember when we watched Doctor Strange?
Hey guys.
Some of us remember it more than others.
Sup, bro?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Oh, look, Bri's asleep.
Want to draw dicks on him? Wait a second. Let's draw dicks on his dick. This dick is a complete reconstruction of his dick.
Kyle.
He won't be able to tell that it's not his dick.
It's like, Kyle, man, you're so good at drawing dicks. That should be your thing.
No, I don't know about that.
They drew a dick on my dick, but it was pointing the other way, so when I went to pee, I just peed all over the wall. Fuck. I hate it when that
happens. I tried to turn things around, and I fell all over myself and broke my neck and peed in my own mouth. It was messed up.
Alex Ross jokes. That's what he does. Just paints it. It's so realistic. Man, this dick.
You know, he uses model dicks.
He does.
This is a Batman
dick. Gets his old gym teacher to come in, and paints his dick. And then he draws that dick.
Here's the Batman one. It's uncircumcised. You can tell by the cowl.
Oh.
That left a bad taste in my mouth. Not literally.
Well, I'm going to just go throw myself into traffic. It's the only thing to do. So what are we doing?
Here's the topic. Best bee-themed superheroes. Or villains. What about Dr. Bees?
You know, what I was thinking was, like, who would you want to work on? What bee or C-list characters?
What bee?
Would you like to work on and actually improve? And how would you improve?
I don't know. I think that's a lightning round.
There it is. Well, it's cut off, though.
Well, what I can see looks good.
Yeah.
Because what I can see is Ryan Reynolds. Two guys, a girl, and a pizza place. Wait, I can do better. I can do better.
I hope so.
Two guys, and one of them's meat. Yeah, forget it.
Huh? Two guys, and both of them are me.
Ooh.
Oh, here's an idea. How about we just talk about vaccines for the whole thing?
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Nobody does that.
We're Facebook.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Knock, knock. Who's there? Like, 2/3 of Reddit.
Yeah.
Here.
Oh, there's the better picture.
Oh, nice.
But looks like the mask.
Yeah.
So, still you need to do.
It looks like
Oh, you know what? I actually... a kid in Ray's class is a big Deadpool fan.
Oh, yeah.
And he had asked her to ask me to draw Deadpool for him.
Okay.
So I just, like, I did, like, a quick sketch while she was getting ready in the morning and sent it to school with her.
And an invoice for $20.
Yeah. And it was just, like, you know, just, like, him standing there with one speech while being like, I hope my movie doesn't suck. And then, like, the other little narration box. Like,
right.
Me too! And the kid sends me a picture back, which I wish I had brought tonight. It's like for a kid in grade 6, pretty good. It's like a drawing of Deadpool that he did, and it's like the sweet bubble is like, no way my movie's gonna suck because I'm in it. And I feel like sending one back...
No, it's not a response for a kid.
Have you seen Wolverine?
I think there's precedence here.
But it was super cool to get that. You're like,
oh, totally. That's awesome. That's fun. It's kind of, yeah, that's kind of a nice feeling, right? You draw something, you get a response back in drawing. I mean, yeah, that's nice.
At the same time, I am a bit concerned that he did it during class time because he's not a great student, apparently. So,
hey, he's gonna have
all of us were.
He's gonna have a bright future, just like me.
Ray,
was anyone here a good student?
No,
I was a pretty good student.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if
I never found school that hard.
If I actually tried at something, I usually did pretty well.
Yeah.
But it was just my issue was actually, like, giving a shit.
Does not apply himself.
Exactly. Right. Yep. Yeah. Yep. Because I was too busy thinking about that stuff. Yeah. Yeah, no, I tended to actually make good marks if I actually tried, but you had to make me care about it, which was very hard. Regrets.
So we're recording this.
I like the part where I record and then we just talk about our personal issues.
That'll be the
personal issues.
Just zero just issues. Play that. Personal
just
issues.
Play that.
Let's get to know the real us.
Yeah, it's pretty much the same.
Where he just belches in my face.
Yeah.
Instead of blah. Hey. Blah.
Wait, hold on, what?
What?
Just letting it all out. It's important to do that.
What the fuck?
What?
Just a picture. I guess it's from like a Sears catalog or something, but...
What? Where did that come from?
I might be browsing Reddit.
Alright.
Alright then.
You know what? I took the thing off my phone, and it was off there for like 5 months... And I had a great time not looking at stuff on Reddit.
It was like a Reddit app?
Yeah, yeah. Ah. And then like a week ago, I like, you know what? I'm going to treat myself.
I'm going to treat myself to an app. I almost bought an app today. I don't buy apps for my
phone. This was a free one.
Oh, yeah.
What,
are
you crazy?
I rarely get any apps, even if they're free. But then I just found out there's a guy on a Buffalo app.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like
Flappy Bird. Oh, my.
I don't know. I haven't even looked at it.
I've played it quite a bit.
Oh, yeah?
How much was that?
Free? Wasn't it free?
The one I saw was not free.
Is it like... Oh, well, load it up. Because the one I got was free. I think it was
free. I didn't buy it.
Oh, okay.
But
Magic Buffalo or something like that?
I don't know.
I should never have asked you what your Wi-Fi password was. Oh, no. That's a soundboard.
Oh.
Oh, is it?
Go to the next one. That's the one that I had.
Oh.
And it's just a game.
Oh, okay. So it's just... okay. So you can just...
I feel like a soundboard.
You pick up baby power-ups and...
I feel like that's free. The soundboard you have to pay for, but the game is free? That seems wrong. Okay, so what are we doing?
One day, the guy without a buffalo was...
Oh, I don't know.
Have you found a buffalo? Found a baby buffalo? God, it's been a while.
Yeah.
Been a while from that buffalo.
Yeah, what are we doing? Are we just chatting about personal
issues? Shooting the shit.
Yeah.
Shooting the shit. Hey, what's that on the shelf? It's a hippo.
Yeah.
Oh, right, there's a hippo on the shelf.
What can we talk about for like half an hour that we can just talk about?
Guys on a buffalo.
I think we can. How many comic characters ride buffaloes and are specifically guys?
Hey, who should ride a buffalo? Hey.
I feel like Thunderbird probably did because, you know, racism.
He did catch a buffalo.
He did, didn't he? That was his first appearance. Yeah, he was catching a buffalo.
One day, Thunderbird was out catching buffaloes. Hey, what's that over there? It's a cripple. He said, hey, come join my team. Say, can't. Gotta catch all these buffalo.
Thunderbird with the buffalo.
You're recording that, right? That was amazing. Whatever we do, that's a tag.
come to this island. There's some guys there I want you to save, said, okay. So I went to the island, got the guys. And he punks the island right in the face. Hey, I'm on a buffalo.
The bird on a buffalo.
Said, hey, what's that? It's a plane. I'm going to catch that plane. And he tried and he died. That's the end of that guy.
And then Wolverine yelled, this one's for you, Morph.
Morph wasn't even there. That's the weird part.
Morph was the buffalo.
Morph is a buffalo.
Can that just be an episode? Holy shit! I had nothing to contribute to that, but it was magic.
I'm pretty happy with myself.
It's good.
I think we should just blab for half an hour.
No?
Oh boy. That's... We might have peaked.
Don't worry about it. Let's go.
Yeah.
If it ends up being a 20-minute episode, who cares?
It's a bonus episode.
It's a midget episode.
What was the dumbest thing you ever saw in a comic?
Oh, boy.
Like, just, like, something that you're like, either this is hilarious, this is ridiculous.
Well, like, as in, it doesn't have to be bad, but just funny, yeah, hilarious,
it,
stupid,
it could
crazy.
Be anything.
I picked up a single issue, and then I tried... I didn't realize it was a limited series, and then I just got, I think last week, the Black Dynamite
right.
limited series. That was fucking hilarious. I don't think I've laughed that hard while I'm reading a comic in a decade or two.
Right.
Like, hands down. I've read funny comics, like, that's funny, yeah.
Yeah.
But I tend to read comics while I'm in bed, and I'm reading it, and I might have said this before on the other day, I was reading it, and my wife's beside me, and I just break out laughing. She's like, what the hell are you reading? And she leans in, and she starts reading, she's like, what the fuck? Like, it's all blaxploitation, but it's like, it's all, like, nods and winks and whatever, and he's, it's really hard to explain, but, what was that?
I don't know.
And get shocked. And turn off the speaker.
Really getting sick of this getting shocked bullshit.
Welcome to my host.
thank you. It's nice to be here.
But that series is so funny. So funny. Just, there was a one-shot that it started with, and then they went into like a 4-issue miniseries thing.
Yeah.
And the one shot was this guy washes up on shore. He had escaped from Slave Island. Mm-hmm. And it's this black guy who washed up. And
oh, it was a black guy.
Yeah. He... not a white guy. No.
Hmm.
But it's run by a white guy, this Slave Island. And it's run as if it's like the 1800s.
You know, that's surprising.
I do kind of like that idea. Well,
okay, the sarcasm filter, everyone must know.
I was like,
white people are terrible? What? Historically. Okay, let's just move on.
I'm done.
I like that idea. Well, it's sort of like the Japanese kamikaze pilot who was stuck on an island. He was like, oh, wait, we're not still...
doesn't know where it was still, yeah.
I like stuff like that. It's like, it's not the 80s anymore. But it's like picking a fun era to do that from. Like, what would what would Castaway be like if it were Will Smith?
Horrible.
Oh, hell nah. Oh, hell nah, Wilson!
Yeah.
I felt I had nowhere to go from there.
Nowhere at
really,
all.
Really painted myself into the corner.
Yeah. Welcome to Earth. Because he said Earth, not Earth.
That's true.
Internet.
That's true.
He said Earth. It was quite clear, you racists.
What? I have no idea what you're talking about at all.
Yeah, this seems to be the theme of the evening.
I'm sorry.
There's a lot of references that are not being caught, so sorry about that. Most ridiculous thing in the comic? Or...
Yeah.
Not a visual medium.
No, it's not. I'm just pausing for time. we've seen the Batman villain Orca before.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about?
The Batman one?
Oh, yeah.
I know there's the Marvel one. I don't know that he's in.
It was the
Batman. I know the star of film. Star of the silver screen, Orca.
Yeah. It's like a woman who is an orca whale.
A woman who is an orca.
Yep. And
she's okay. You can say it. She's fat.
But also like an orca.
All right, then.
Like a, it seems like an orca mutant.
Like the pandas of the sea.
Yeah. In a
but angry Batman
comic, which is
like the angry pandas of the sea.
Yep. That's pretty ridiculous. You can Google that. That's fun. you know, I don't know. Beyond that, it's ridiculous sort of goes with comics in a bit, in a way. The fact that there's an ongoing Archie comic about like a zombie survival thing.
Has that started up again?
Yeah.
It has, but they've been really late.
Okay. Yeah.
They did like one issue, and then it's been at least two or three.
I think it's one of those things with Frank Avila on art. It's sort of like, you know what, if they were sort of hitting their deadlines for a while, if they don't, you know, if you have to wait for it, just it's fine. Just wait.
Speaking of hitting deadlines, I sure would like to read the end of Hawkeye.
Oh, man. There was an issue out recently. I think it was the second last.
But it was supposed to be done in, like, December.
One just came out this week.
Yeah.
Yep, and then all new Hawkeyes in March. And I'm like, is the last Hawkeye going to be out before that or after?
Are they going to put that off? Because I would appreciate if they put that off, because I don't want to start reading another Hawkeye book.
Yeah, before
the it's like a whole new...
Yeah.
Yeah.
They've been actually announcing that they're starting all these new series.
And they're all things. New.
And... It's like, okay, you're doing that
now,
but it's going to end in June or whatever. And you're just going to cancel everything. Like, is that what you're doing?
Unless they're not, though.
Well, but then that's the thing. Like,
if they're launching, I don't know. I don't think they're... Honestly, I think like a lot of the stuff that they're launching now is going to continue. And whatever happens is going to sort of work around that or not be affected by it at all. Which makes me kind of believe that it's not going to be, like, New 52 style. It's going to, you know, basically mostly keep what they have now and just sort of shift some things around. But what do I know? I don't know that. Anything can happen.
Anything?
Literally anything.
Digital comics.
Yeah.
Now.
I hear they're all new.
Motion comics. They're calling them motion comics.
They're calling it motion comics. I'm just going to do it in different voices until somebody... My favorite thing about motion comics is that is the exact same thing as most of the 60s Marvel cartoons.
Yes. Yeah.
This is the new thing. It isn't. And it didn't work then.
Really jacked for that Rocket Robin Hood reboot.
Yeah. When is that movie... there's going to be a Rocket Robin Hood comic movie at some point, I'm sure. Michael Bay presents...
Ooh. Yes. Michael Bay present.
Yeah, presents.
I like how that just becomes a thing.
That's a TV show.
The Michael Bay shared universe.
Yeah. Yeah.
What if Transformers fought battleships?
Yep. Michael Bay, did you like this thing from your childhood? I'm just going to drown it in explosions and asses.
Michael Bay is Captain N. I would watch that, actually. Never mind. That would be great.
Does it have Mega Man?
Like, oh, it Mega Wood.
Mega Wood.
Oh my goodness.
Give that Mega Wood a kiss.
Just draw a dick on it.
Dear God.
Whatever.
You didn't even have faith in your own joke. Like, fuck it.
Is a Captain N reboot like a thing that just can't happen though at this point? Like, it's like, you know, the reboot, if he gets sucked into his Wii U gamepad.
Just put him into the next Smash Bros., you know, that comes out in, like, 6 years from now.
Yeah. Or less, really.
Yeah.
Why not? Why haven't you seen...
Why hasn't Simon Belmont been in one of those games? If they've got Pit and they've got Mega Man, put Simon Belmont in there and then just everybody have a little fun time with that.
It's not like everybody's clamoring for some Simon Belmont action. I'm pretty sure you could snap up the rights for that game pretty easily.
Well, what's that? Konami? Yeah, it's Konami. Castlevania?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's Konami, right?
Captain N was a cartoon that was, like, all Nintendo characters having fun. But no Mario. No Mario.
No.
Everyone but Mario for some reason.
Yeah.
Because Mario had his own cartoon.
Who was the princess?
Just some princess.
It was not.
It was not Zelda. It wasn't anybody. It was just... Just some princess.
Random.
Yeah.
The princess of Video Land.
Right.
Her name was Leia?
It was actually really close to that.
Oh, really?
It was like Lena or something.
Spot, yeah.
She had this hair. Welcome to Endcast.
She had this hair.
Well, she...
She had hair?
She had this hair.
Yeah.
If my head were meat, how much would it be worth?
It was the 80s. Is she sort of talking to Valley Girl? I don't remember.
Oh, like, 450?
Mm-hmm. Can I paint your chair?
No. You can paint this little part of it.
This little part of it? Okay.
Well, I better get going. I'm in a race.
I forgot. I gotta go. I'm in a race. Against time.
Oh, man. There were Captain N comics. Do you remember those?
I do not.
It was Valiant.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. Yeah. Published them. And also, like, Super Mario comics. That were pretty, probably not very good, but
why
I definitely read
those. Still not seeing that Mario comic?
I know!
It's been like 4 months since we talked about it.
It has been.
It still hasn't materialized into the real world.
You would think, I mean, there's no reason Archie can't just be like, hey, Nintendo, can we just publish this thing that exists already and give those people money? Sure.
Do you want to talk about that Zelda Netflix thing?
Oh, man. Oh, yeah. So they've announced, yeah, that it's one of those things where it's sort of like they've announced that they're talking about it. And not that it's necessarily going to happen, but like it's like Zelda, you know, they're going to do Zelda. It's going to be kind of like Game of Thrones, which is like,
mm-mm.
Is it? Because that sounds fucked.
If they were to do a Zelda thing,
yeah.
What game would you want to be based on?
Zelda.
Okay, there's lots. There's lots of them.
Personally, and this is my own personal bias, Ocarina is what I'd want. I wanted
to
go...
Hey, Ocarina!
Yeah.
Hi.
Sorry.
But go with the time travel. Go with the time travel and that sort of interesting ending where it sort of like rewrites things. I mean, I play with the Hero of Time angle. I like that. That's my preference. I think that could make for a good limited series / movie.
Right. I would like to see them do lots. And do, like, here's 4 episodes of Ocarina, here's...
Sure.
4 episodes of Skyward Sword. And just, like, go from all over because they've got that whole unified timeline thing.
Right.
And
if you want to actually explore that, and that sort of be the basis of the show, that would be real interesting. Considering, again, they just recently kind of established that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's the thing, like, all the Zelda games, there've been tons. And they aren't the same characters. It's like, here's one who...
Oh, I thought it had the base same characters in there.
Well, it's the same names, but they're not the same characters, but they're all in the same timeline.
Okay.
So it's like, here's one who happens to have the same name as someone who lived 1,000 years before, but they're like, they're not related in any way.
Okay.
Right. The idea of, and I think...
I'd like to see a Majora's Mask.
Yeah. Well, I think I posted about that on Facebook or something, and some of my friends responding were just sort of like, oh yeah, that makes a lot of sense about, like, you know, like a sort of like a darker, you know, just fucked up Zelda. I'm like, yeah, Majora's Mask.
Yeah.
Right there.
Because he's dead, right?
Oh.
Have you not seen that?
I've seen that.
Okay.
With the game theory?
Yeah.
Been watching a bit of those lately, yeah. Yep, and it makes too much sense. Yeah. So.
Alright, well, we talked about Zelda.
We sure did, and I'm happy that we did.
What do you want to talk about?
Did you... Oh, they have the everybody's like, we talked about Zelda, let's move on. No, we're going back. The Link to the Past comics that were published in Nintendo Power.
That's right.
As I posted, those are getting published as like a collection. So I'm pretty excited about that. I just wanted to say it. It's done. I'm done with it. But I'm not, because I'm going to read the hell out of that. Moving on.
I've never really played a Zelda game.
Really?
I've played like bits and pieces. I want to play Wind Waker.
It's good.
It's pretty.
It's hard to find a bad Zelda game unless you're looking at the CDI, but they're pretty much all good, so just pick one, and I'm sure you'll enjoy it.
And don't read a walkthrough, I guess? I'd really rather read a walkthrough.
Yeah.
I don't have patience.
I prefer to explore things, but you're going to hit those points where you're just like, I don't know what I'm doing now, so you're going to look up that walkthrough.
Oh, it's the other cave.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. It's going to be like, what? I tried everything I can in here, and it's like, oh, here's an obvious thing, and they pointed out, and it's like, I wouldn't have noticed that unless I read the walkthrough. So, you got to read the walkthrough. That's basically the situation. The internet needed to know this.
Internet, in case you're not aware,
the walkthrough.
Try the walkthrough.
Try it out.
Try the game facts. Show me the game facts.
Do it. So, what's on your mind?
What you thinking?
I have no idea.
No?
I got nothing.
The Netflix Marvel series. Mm-hmm. Just a thought. So, like, Luke Cage is showing up in the Jessica Jones show before he shows up in his own series.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's how they share a universe.
Yeah,
I think that's how they're rolling it out, is... Jessica Jones first, Luke Cage is in that, he gets his own, Iron Fist will be in that,
right?
He gets his own.
Wait, Iron Fist is going to be the Luke Cage thing, you think? You think
imagine
that might happen?
And isn't is it just Defenders, or is there one more? Was there one more?
I think it's
Daredevil.
That's
it. Daredevil.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Daredevil's first,
starts, isn't it?
Daredevil starts it, yeah.
But I wonder, like, are they going to, you know...
And that's all out in, like, April.
Daredevil.
Yeah. Daredevil is, yeah.
Is it all... coming out like every
one
episode
shot
on the same day? Is it one shot, or is it like week to week?
The way that it was hinted at, I think it's all coming out in one shot. Which
I feel
is...
like we should do a Daredevil episode like right after.
Yeah, yeah. We should just talk about Daredevil all overall and just do it.
Ooh.
That'd be like fun. That. Kind of a total exploration.
Hmm. That would be, that'd be good. I would like to just do, if we all catch up on like just all the comic based TV shows.
Oh, I'm not going to do that.
No. It'd be cool to talk about them, at least, you know.
Next time I get real sick.
Yeah.
I just caught up on Gotham, and then I actually, just for the first time in the past day, two days, watched all of Agent Carter.
Yeah.
And, it's fun.
Yeah.
I was kind of like, for the first episode or two, I'm like, oh, am I watching, like, you know, the Indiana Jones Chronicles or something? Like,
don't talk shit about Indiana Jones Chronicles.
You know what? I loved that series, but at the same time, it had that certain feel to it that it was like, oh, it's almost cheap. Like, it's that weird sort of...
The only thing I didn't like about that show, old man Indiana Jones as the framing device.
Yeah. Hmm.
I don't want to see old man Indiana Jones. That's why I never saw Crystal Skull.
Take that, Ford.
That joke was 15 years in the making.
Yeah.
There we go.
Over.
I didn't like the young kid stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The young... I didn't like... It was totally not interesting. I liked the Boondock Saints stuff. The guy that was in Boondock Saints was...
Young. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Which one?
Not. Oh my gosh.
Not Daryl,
Sean Patrick Flannery.
Not. Wait.
Sean Patrick Flannery was in Indiana Jones.
Oh, okay. So not Daryl Dixon.
Not Daryl Dixon.
Okay.
No.
The
other one.
The other one, yeah. The one that everyone cares about a lot.
that doesn't care about a lot.
That's mean.
That's horrible.
I'm a mean person. What are you going to do? But how do you think of Agent Carter as it went on?
I, by the time we're at now, I like it.
Yeah.
I'm getting into it, and it still has a bit of that feel, which is a weird thing. It's hard to get away from on a TV series, especially in that kind of, I don't know.
Right.
That sort of sense.
I mean, they're doing
a certain forcedness to it.
Sure.
But I get it.
I mean, they have to.
I think it's done well.
They have to draw things out to a certain degree.
And I think they've really drawn her character and how she's, like, and especially in the timeline of her in.
Oh, yeah.
In, like, the 40s of.
At this point in the show, it's getting interesting because they now sort of, you know, the whole thing is like underestimating her.
Then now she's like, oh, you just kicked the shit out of everybody.
Yeah.
They sent all those guys into the restaurant to grab her, and she kicks the crap out of everybody and runs out and just gets nabbed by chance, kind of thing.
Right.
I think it's been solid.
I've liked it a lot.
Yeah. And it's like every TV show. The first few are always kind of shitty, and
well, it needs to find its legs.
Yeah, and a show like this,
it's got 8 episodes. It's like a limited series. It's like, okay, well, I'll give it a few episodes. I think like a longer running show, like maybe give it, you know, a bit, and then it'll find.
It's only got.
Oh yeah,
it's only gonna go to 8.
Well, I mean, it's a limited series. It's 8 episodes, and if it has a season 2, it's going to be like that. I think the plan they have is that...
It's British!
Yeah.
It's like the British thing.
It is. It's sort of like a play... It's like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. runs for a half season, then there's Agent Carter, and then Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. comes back. It's 8 episodes. But the plan is that they'll do... If it's successful enough, they'll do like a season 2 that'll take place in like, instead of the 40s, the 50s. And then you'll have, like, you know, and then the season 3 would potentially be in the 60s. It would, like, jump forward decades with Agent Carter.
It just seems like they
would. And the last episode, Scott Bakula leaps out of her body.
He never found his way.
It was always quantum
leap. I thought you were going to say Scott Baio.
That was
Scott Baio just leaps out of her body.
And, like, I can't remember where I heard that, but it was like, anything could be quantum leap as long as you just add one scene to the beginning of it where he leaps into them. And says, oh boy.
Oh boy.
Looks in the mirror. Well, now I'm Cloud Strife. Final Fantasy VII was Quantum Leap.
The whole, like, leaping into somebody and saying, oh boy. You feel he'd stop being surprised by that at some point. It's like, well, here we go.
Sometimes he got real excited. Oh boy.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm a boy.
Oh. Huge.
I better go deliver these papers. And then you just show footage from the video game Paperboy. And that's the episode.
He was Oh Boy from Zero Man.
There we go.
That is the first Zero Man reference anyone has made in about 8 years.
And last.
Also, hey, Deadpool was in that.
Oh, interesting. Nolan North was in that?
Oh.
Nolan North. So there's only two more episodes in Agent Carter?
Yeah. I think so. Pretty sure.
One or two left. I hope they don't do the quick wrap up. That's what I hate.
I feel
that's what I hate in all shows of like here's the quick wrap up. Like, oh, you spent all that time and then here's the magic fix or just everything's good, but washing our hands, done.
Yeah,
you know, like, well, that was dumb.
I'm hoping they bring it back again. I'd like to see that again. I read or heard that idea that they were gonna sort of go through the decades a bit.
I have to say, I was blown away by her. I don't know. I've never heard her speak on her own as an actress.
Yeah,
Hayley Atwell.
Yeah,
She's a British American actress. It's listed in IMDb, and like. Does that mean she actually has the English accent or she has an American accent? Because when she's in episode 4 or something, she puts on the blonde wig and does the American accent.
Right.
It was like bang on. Like there was didn't seem forced at all. It seemed like, oh shit. It just dawned on me. I'm like, does she actually have an American accent and she's faking the British accent? She goes the other way? Or
yeah,
she's British and she went It's one of those things. The British, often when they do an American accent, it sounds great. But when you have an American doing a British accent, it sounds horrible.
But when they sing...
But when they sing, everybody sings with an American accent.
I don't really know her act.
Think except of Phil Collins.
Except for Lord.
I don't really know the actor's background at all. I know that another, like, a Whedon alum... I don't know if the show is technically Whedon, but Alexis Denisoff, who did Wesley on Buffy and Angel, is American.
What?
But he lived in England for, like, half of his life. Apparently, or like a significant portion of his life. So, yeah. So it's like, he does a British and American, it's just like, yep, that sounds right.
Have you ever met one of those people who, like, goes abroad for a year or so and then comes back with an accent?
Everyone. I absorb people's accents, even when I'm just talking to them. I was working in PEI at one point, and I'm working in this bizarre art gallery kind of place, and this woman walks in, and this it was a fantastic place. It's called the Dunes. Look it up on the northern island or northern part of Prince Edward Island, and it's an art gallery. It's got furniture. It's got these beautiful gardens out back that are like with sculptures and fantastic. It's a gorgeous place to visit.
I am going to look this up.
Totally look it up.
I've wanted to go back to PEI for years.
It's this weird little spot that I worked at for a year. And I'm inside the building, and this woman walks up, and she's got an English accent, and she goes, "Excuse me." And she's looking, basically she's looking for the garden area.
Right.
And she's like trying to figure out, and she's talking to me for a little bit, and she goes, "And I'm looking for the plants." She's looking for the plant area. The plant area.
The plant.
The plants. And the way she said it, I'm like, and I absorb, and I don't mean to do that, but I do it. I was like, oh, the plants are up back. And I just did that, and I said that to her, and I'm like, that
she,
was.
She thinks you're mocking her.
Yeah, totally. Like, she thought I, and, but it's, the thing is, she just zipped right by her, and she was fine, and she went, and I was like, oh, shit.
I think it's just, like, that's one of those things that's just part of, like, human nature is to sort of like not necessarily mimic but try to fit in with something, you know what I mean?
And
like,
so that's why by the end of every recording session you sound like way more nasally than when we got here.
Oh
that, no, that's a dig on both of us.
Yeah, I know I'm feeling bad that's for just, me and you.
So. That's just the coke I do in the back.
Hi everybody.
Oh, cool.
Damn. Damn. Proud of zero issues.
Check out my comic. That's real good.
Break us down.
Could be any one of us.
Brought down a bit.
That's fine. That's fine.
Should we wrap it up?
Yeah, that was an episode.
Is that an episode?
That was some.
I have no idea.
Serious jibber jabber.
Hey, who
are you?
My name is. I'm Bri. My last name's Kotick. I do a comic. It's welcometoyourhereafter.com. You can go there. It's there.
Way to sell it. Salesman to the end. I'm Merc. Yeah. You can find me at mercasylum.ca. MERKASYLUM. .ca. Merc, or nowadays on Facebook. You can go onto my website and check out Zygote Bop. I do an online comic strip. Yeah, I do that shit.
Shaking it up.
Yeah. Nick.
I'm Kyle Lees. You can check my stuff out at skiningjas.com. Comics, and if you check out the top bar, there's also a poetry blog. There's a link to my art portfolio, all that fun stuff. But yeah, I will see you there because I'm watching all the time. Always watching. Always watching. Always watching.
He's not kidding. It's I.
He is brother I.
I'm on that website hitting refresh all day long.
And I'm watching you do that.
Yeah.
Telling you no, don't stop. I need that Project Wonderful money.
More hits. Get those clicks.
Thanks for the money, Ryan North.
Shut up.
If you want to look us up on Facebook, we are at Zero Issues Comic Podcast. If you want to. Hit like on that like button if you want to share stuff. We would appreciate that very much. We are also on iTunes under Zero Issues. You can subscribe to the podcast, and if you want to give us a nice rating, That would help us out quite a bit. It helps us get noticed, and if you like the show, we'd appreciate it. And we're going to call that the end of this.
We're going to call that an episode. This is like the one that you just sort of put on in the background.
Yeah.
When you're working on something else, and you're feeling a little lonely.
Yeah.
You want three other voices.
Yep.
This was the rambling issue, or the episode.
No topic, just talk. Just natural conversation, and, you know, if you enjoy that,
we natural might do it again. Natural edited conversation.
Yeah, natural edited conversation.
Oh, you think I'm going to edit this now. No, any awkward silence, that's when the other person, the listener, gets to talk.
Yeah.
They get to put their...
That's when you're going to crank the volume, sort of.
And like, we're awkward listening. Silence.
Shh. Just breathing and yeah.
So if you like this, maybe we'll do it again. If you didn't, we absolutely won't. Yeah,
please let us know, because this was a bit of an experiment.
Yeah.
And
we were here to record 4 episodes. We had 3 topics. This is what we decided to do. So if you liked it, let us know. If you didn't, let us know. If you have any ideas or suggestions, let us know. You can also email us, actually, at zeroissuespodcast@gmail.com. So feel free to also do that.
All right.
Peace out.
It's a cheer.